We are live. This is the Intel Hub. For the next, for the first hour and a half, we're going to be joined by Michael Tsarian today, Friday, September 10th, 2001. Then, for the last half hour of the show, we're going to be joined by Lucas from rabbithole2.com, a very awesome website, going over a bunch of issues. But I got to get into this news because there is, I mean, this is gripping. You're listening to the Intel Hub. I'm going to go over this article real quick, some news, and then we're going to be joined by Lucas from rabbithole2.com. Awesome site over there. This article is posted at theintelhub.com. It's an exclusive. Early newscasts claim a plane crash. Multiple witnesses saw plane engines. Okay, it looks like we have confirmation that a plane did not crash. This does not mean there wasn't a plane. Two very important facts have emerged thanks to an eyewitness. For about 15 minutes after the blast, no sirens, fire trucks, or nothing. 200-foot streams of fire, no help for 15 minutes. I saw neighbors calling 911 within a minute of explosion. There's a fire station literally a couple blocks away. Within 5 minutes of the blast, there were two choppers hovering over the West blast. And it goes on, and it talks about some of the comments that are in Godlike Productions forum. You guys can go check that out, godlikeproductions.com. They have some threads on it over there. It's an excellent site. But there was reports on the police scanners during this California neighborhood explosion that there was a plane crash. Also, earlier news reports reported that a plane crash. We also heard that the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force was on the scene. So just a couple of strange circumstances surrounding that. Some stuff. We'll be monitoring that situation for you, keeping this updated at theintelhub.com. Right now we're going to be joined by Lucas. His website is rabbithole2.com. Lucas, welcome back to the Intel Hub. How have you been?
Hey, pretty good. Pretty good. How are you doing?
Great. What have you been up to lately, my friend?
Wow, I got some interesting news about what you're just talking about right now. I just ran a story. It just came out 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
Basically, there was a giant fireball reported in the sky all the way from Mexico up to up through California before the explosion. So I've got the video on the rabbithole2.com, the video where the news is talking about the fireball reported in the sky.
Now this is interesting because we had a couple weeks ago, and you posted on your site rabbithole2.com, we had asteroid strikes Columbia, this giant ball of fire coming through the sky. They thought it might have been a plane at first, you know, but it caused this 300 foot wide crater. I mean, what do you make of all this, Lucas? This is really weird.
There's a lot of debris. Just yesterday, or on the 8th, we got buzzed by two small asteroids, one about 42 feet and the other about 26 feet, I think. But the interesting thing is that this fireball was reported, and like I said, the video was on there. I think that this might have very well been an impact event. That's why nobody can figure out what happened, and there's no plane debris or anything like that. It was probably what happens is these things come down, and a lot of them don't hit the ground. They actually explode and cause an air burst, and that might have been what this was. It might have been an impact event.
Well, there's speculation that there was an air burst back in Tunguska, Russia, like in 1913 when it blew down the Siberian forest for hundreds of miles, like toothpicks, those giant trees they have over there in the Siberian forest. It laid them down like toothpicks. They were claiming that an air burst happened then. I don't know because I wasn't there. But we're also hearing stories of these sonic booms and also other sightings of giant fireballs all over the country. A.C. Griffith, I've talked to him before. He says that a lot of these things have to do, that these sonic booms and this fireball type stuff has to do with scalar technologies, actual weaponry that they're using. Your comments on that?
I think it's just natural cosmic events, personally, that if there's a giant object in space that's in orbit with our sun, it may be, you know, it might have millions of pieces of debris trailing with it. And if you, you know, you look back at the historical text, even the Bible, it says, then the dragon's tail drew a third part of the stars from the sky and threw them to Earth. You know, and so what's, you know, it seems like we're getting bombarded with things. You know, if I would think that if they wanted to use technology, they'd be taking out their enemies with it. They wouldn't be hitting remote parts. They wouldn't, you know, be hitting the middle of San Bruno, California.
Yeah, and the more and more I think about this, part of the, I mean, if Planet X is real and it is moving in, we've got the asteroid belt up there. There's stories in the Bible, talks about, you know, in the end times it's going to be raining fire out of the sky, all this stuff. It makes me wonder if anything's pushing these asteroids from the belt, you know, towards us right now. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that could very well be the case. You know, if it travels in an orbit that grabs, you know, asteroids through the, and it might, see, a lot of people call it Planet X, you know, whatever it is, it might not be a planet. I tend to believe it's a brown dwarf star. That's why nobody can see it, because of the temperature is so cold. And, you know, it might drag a bunch of debris from the asteroid belt and throw it in our direction.
Yeah, that's a good point, and because brown dwarfs are hard to spot, from what I understand. Like you said, they don't really have like a heat signature or anything. Getting into your website a little bit more, because our time's limited today. You know, tell people about your website a little bit and some of your favorite topics that you cover.
The address is www.rabbithole2.com. Basically, I cover Earth changes, try and get the real story out of what's going on, especially, you know, I was one of the only American sites to break the impact event down in Colombia. All the big sites, you know, CNN, all those guys, they don't cover any of that stuff. So I try and pick out through the disinformation and let the reader make up their own mind just by putting up the facts. You know, I try not to put too much conjecture into things. Sometimes it's nearly impossible, though, but, you know, there's a lot of events going on out there that aren't being reported, and I think that they don't really care that if we report them, to be honest. I don't think they care too much that we report this stuff, because they know the general masses of people are so Britney Spears'd out that they're never going to figure it out anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I kind of think that, too. I kind of just think they're just kind of arrogant, and they just look at us like a little bit of not even fair competition. They kind of probably just laugh at us when we're doing this stuff. You know, getting into some of these current events, because your site does have current events on it as well, but what do you make of this Ground Zero Moss controversy? You know, we're starting to hear that, I mean, in my opinion, it's to cause division and fighting. Then now there's this minister in Florida talking about burning the Quran, and it's stirring up a lot of stuff. You've got the Interpol coming out saying that, well, this might cause a terror attack now. And we're starting to see some of this hype. It's right around 9/11. You know, does any of this raise an eyebrow for you, Lucas?
Oh, yeah. To me, it all seems like a big diversionary tactic. And most, for the most part, the public buys it. I mean, I talk to people that listen to exclusively Fox News, some of them, and they are, I don't know, for lack of a better word, crazy. You know, they believe one thing, you know, and people that listen to MSNBC believe a totally different thing, and everything's divide and conquer. I think it's just a tactic. You notice how this, all of a sudden, the mosque thing and the, you know, the thing about burning the Quran, this was all coming out at the same time. It's just, it's trying to amp up the public to start a crusade, basically, against Christianity and Islam. And so, but the public, you know, being the fact that religion has fallen out of sight with a lot of people, and I mean mainstream religion. I'm not talking about believing in God. I'm talking about, you know, being a Christian or a Muslim, or it's a lot of it's fallen away from the people because they see all this malarkey, and it's not working as much anymore because of the fact that only the real hard, you know, zealots are the ones that adhere by these, you know, strict rules and things like that. It's just, I don't think it's working very well for them at this time.
Yeah, and it seems like they're ramping it up more and more because they're realizing it's not working. This oil spill, what do you make of this whole oil spill? What's your opinion on it?
Oh, there's going to be lots and lots more of them. What I think is happening is we have, you know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of offshore oil rigs, and you know, there's even a verse in the Bible, I hate to quote the Bible, but it talks about a third of the ocean dying off. Well, you start to have a situation where the, you know, the earth changes dramatically. You're going to have these oil heads breaking left and right, and I think a lot of this is geological in nature, and there are big natural gas bubbles coming up through the oil wells and things like that. I don't think that, you know, some of them may be intentional, but there's been a lot of oil wells and a lot of sinkholes, you know, I mean, just unbelievable amount of sinkholes all across the world in the last year.
That's another good point, Lucas, because these sinkholes that I've seen in Guatemala, have you seen these sinkholes in Guatemala, these massive ones?
No, I've seen so many, I don't even know which is which anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had several sinkholes. We did an article on the Intel Hub a while back, but these things were massive. You couldn't even see the bottom of these, Lucas, and they were probably 100 feet across, and it just looked perfectly etched into the earth. They weren't, you know, I mean, this thing, like almost like something shot right into the ground or out of the ground, because the walls of these sinkholes were almost perfect, you know. And there was one several years ago in Guatemala, and now we've just seen another one recently, and I'm still trying to figure out, you know, how you can't see the bottom of a sinkhole and how they're so perfectly carved out. It just looked way more suspicious than any sinkhole I've ever seen. These are in Guatemala. You know, if anyone wants to check that out, just go to the intelhub.com and Google massive sinkhole. Or, I mean, search it, massive sinkhole, in on our site, and you'll pull up that article. But, yeah, these sinkholes, we're looking at all sorts of different types of earth changes. There's people talking about how the conveyor current's shutting down now. They don't know if that's due to the BP oil spill or if that, you know, contributed to it. There were scientists talking about how that was going to happen anyway, you know, 10, 15 years from now. They don't know if that came early or this oil spill triggered it. Weather patterns, Lucas, are just off the chain. Even where I live, it's just abnormally cold lately. And we're in the middle of the summer, and it was almost like winter temperatures here. So I'm just noticing earth changes everywhere. You've got these reports of earthquakes in Arkansas. We even had reports that a mountain is imploding into itself in Arkansas somewhere. And all these natural gas ruptures throughout the country where the natural gas is coming out people's water supplies. I mean, a lot of this could be attributed to something like Planet X, maybe.
Yeah, I think that, you know, well, if you think about it, long time ago, they used to go by a 360-day calendar. The Mississippi and all the rivers in the U.S. used to run east to west. The Nile used to run east to west. All of a sudden, that changed. They had to change their calendar to 365 days. It almost seems like there's an object in space that comes up from the south and has a gravitational pull on Earth and pulls us away from the sun a little bit, excuse me, as it passes, and that's, you know, that's what gives us the ice ages. And then down the road, thousands of years, 80,000 years down the road, it makes us pass, and we're on the opposite side of the sun. So the sun and the object are on the same side, which then pull us closer to the sun, thus giving us a closer orbit and hotter temperatures. I mean, it looks almost like a clock. I mean, when you look at the the ice core data, you could tell there's something in space that pulls us away from the sun and then pulls us back closer to the sun.
That's a good point. And, you know, from what I understand about Planet X is, you know, if it comes around in a cycle, like, say, every 3,600 years, it doesn't always wreak havoc. Do you have that same understanding? Is it only some passes that it comes by that it might wreak havoc?
Yeah, but basically it depends where we're at in our orbit around the sun. If it puts us in between the sun and it pulls energy from the sun, causing a burning event and also causing a planet to be pulled away. Now, if it comes up on the opposite side of the Earth, it pulls us closer to it. So it really all depends on where we are in our orbit around the sun when this object comes through.
We'll be back in a few minutes with Lucas from rabbithole2.com. Stay tuned. We're back with Lucas. His website is rabbithole2.com, rabbithole2.com. This San Bruno fire is intriguing to me, especially after what Lucas has uncovered here. I'm going to play a clip. This is off of Lucas's website. Let's roll this clip.
You can find a link to the Red Cross by going to 10news.com and clicking on the red TV button. By the way, did you happen to see the fireball in the sky this morning? A lot of folks apparently did. The Coast Guard and others got reports around 5 o'clock this morning about a big white or green fireball in the sky, and they saw it all the way from Mexico all the way up to Long Beach. The USS Sterrett, in fact, the San Diego Bay ship, is cruising off San Diego, and the crew saw the fireball fall around 5, as did many of you viewers, of course, who called us here on 10 News. Coast Guard says it was a meteor, and because of the clear skies, we saw it for a long, long way.
Interesting. That's very interesting, Lucas. and to see the media report this, first they were saying planes, you know, a plane hit. But what I find interesting, Lucas, is we were monitoring police scanners through the night, and they were still talking about planes hitting. We have people that said they saw engines. Of course, we also heard that the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force showed up to that. So I think, you know, you might be onto something here, Lucas, and they might not quite have put two and two together yet.
Well, yeah, there's, you know, they definitely didn't cover that Colombian impact event, and that to me is a huge story. I mean, you would think that that would be the top story on CNN and Fox and all that, at least for a day, but they didn't even cover it in page D-17. You know, they basically just ignored it.
Yeah, that is strange, and I was thinking the same thing. I mean, how are you going to ignore that? Today there's a big 9/11 truth rally. Right as we speak, they're in Times Square in New York. We Are Change is down there. They're all doing their thing. How important do you think this 9/11 truth movement is in exposing the corrupt government, you know, and what do you think about the 9/11 truth movement?
Well, it's a good start because that's where most people become awake to all this, because 9/11 had so many holes in the plot that, you know, it was hard not to figure out, literally. You know, most people that argue with it are in denial. And so it's like, yeah, it's a very important thing for people to wake up, I think, because that's what got me onto understanding the bigger changes in the world is when I looked at 9/11, I said, how could these fools spend all this money and all this time and have this plot with all these open holes in it unless they meant to leave them open so that they'd get everybody arguing about whether it was an inside job or not? Just another divide and conquer tactic.
Yeah, exactly. and we're seeing that more and more and more. And they just go to extreme lengths to do this. And, you know, of course, half of the American public just eats it up. Lucas, why don't you let everyone know, you know, you got some DVDs available. Why don't you go ahead and plug your site, let everyone know where to find the DVDs.
Yeah, there's a two-disc set. It basically consists of a DVD called The Destroyer Star and the Future of Mankind. It's me giving the presentation at Brave New Books in Austin. The second is the CD of the presentation itself. They can both be got off the website rabbithole2.com. That's RABBITHOLE2.com. And it's $29 with $3, $2.99 shipping. So it's really inexpensive. And there's it's like about 20 documentaries worth of information packed into one. It's it is a plethora of information.
Yeah, it's an extremely good presentation. I suggest everyone goes and checks it out at rabbithole2.com. Lucas, we're going to have to get you on the show sometime for a little bit more time. I couldn't do it today because Michael Cesarian was on, but we'll get you back on shortly. I appreciate you for coming on the show.
Oh, that's all right. I appreciate it. It's great. I'm actually in the middle of building a 350 small block Chevy, and I'm pretty greasy right now. So, yeah, it was great talking to you.
Absolutely. Have a good day, Lucas.
All right, bye-bye.
Uh-huh. There he goes, Lucas. RabbitHole2.com. That's RabbitHole2.com. And I want to talk a little bit about this terror threat issued by Interpol. To me, this is clear-cut. I mean, not only is this propaganda, but it almost looks like posturing for an attack. Now, that might not be the case. We've seen this before. They've been hyping bin Laden in the news. They'll show these Al-Qaeda training camps over and over again. They did this a lot during January and February of the year. And then they said, of course, we will have a terror attack on U.S. soil within the next 6 months for sure. Of course, that never came. Now, it's making me wonder if we're really coming down to the deadline. All this stuff with this Ground Zero Mosque, the burning of the Quran, Janet Napolitano coming out saying another 9/11's coming, Interpol issuing terror alert warnings. If this church burns the Quran, we're going to be attacked, they're saying. We've got this explosion in California where a terrorism task force was out there. There was another pipeline in Texas that blew up. We don't know if that's connected to anything yet. That was yesterday. And you got these Russians with wire cutters and shovels trying to get in a nuclear power plant or a power plant in Georgia. So a lot of weird circumstances. We're going to keep everything updated right here at theintelhub.com. Don't forget to check out our sponsors, the Freeze Dry Guy. Go to our site and click on his banner. Also, you know, they offer a bunch of great freeze-dried products over there. Also, check out godlikeproductions.com. It's an awesome forum, the best on the internet, in my opinion. So check that out, godlikeproductions.com. We'll see you Monday. Have a good day.